in the last 15 years. We've seen reductions in malaria mortality rates of something like 62%, and that's a substantial gain. But we still have major problems today. There are 212 million cases of malaria worldwide and 429,000 deaths. The vast majority of those cases and deaths are in sub-Saharan Africa, about 90%. And the vast majority, about 70% of deaths, are in children under five. And still today, one child dies of malaria every 2 minutes.
Is the disease mainly seen amongst young children or adults or pregnant women?
In sub-Saharan Africa, it is largely a disease of young children. Pregnant women are also very vulnerable because the immune system is not as strong during pregnancy, and so pregnant women become more vulnerable to malaria. But outside of Africa, it's often a different pattern. And in fact, it's in young adults who have a occupational risk for malaria. So we often see it's male forest workers who are aged between 20 and 35 are the predominant risk group. So malaria epidemiology varies across the world. So we have to, when we're thinking about controlling malaria, we have to think about the local circumstances.
You mentioned the sub-Saharan region. The report from last year also said that malaria was a big threat there. What exactly is the problem? Are funding shortfalls undermining the whole process of treating the disease?
Yeah, we don't have enough funds to be able to provide everybody who needs protection from malaria. We have very good cost-effective tools against malaria to prevent malaria. We have mosquito nets, which prevent mosquitoes biting people during the night. And we also have indoor residual spraying, which also protects people against the bites of mosquitoes. We have effective treatments against malaria, the artemisinin combination therapies, which together with the preventive measures should not allow anyone to die of malaria as of today. But we still do have gaps in providing these tools to those in need, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. One of the issues is, yes, we don't have enough funds to provide all the tools, but also malaria does occur in some of the poorest countries of the world with some of the most under-resourced health systems that are least accessible to those most in need. So part of the challenge is in providing funds for the tools that we have, but it's part of the challenge is also overcoming the constraints that we have in delivering those interventions through the health systems that are present in the most malaria endemic countries.
What about malaria interventions? Are they still common in most of these countries, or are they very expensive?
They are really quite cheap. I mean, a mosquito net these days is less than $5 and will offer protection for up to 3 years for two people. A diagnostic test against malaria and treatment for malaria, both in the region of 50 cents, up to a dollar for an adult dose, perhaps. These are very, very cheap interventions which have marked impacts.
Are there any new discoveries that the report has made? Has the transmission of the disease increased?
No, the trend is generally the other way, that we have seen fewer countries with malaria. Since the year 2000, we've seen 17 countries eliminate malaria. That is, that they haven't seen indigenous cases of malaria for 3 years. And we also think that with current trends, it's likely that we will see another 10 countries eliminate malaria in the next 5 years.
What exactly can the UN and other world bodies do differently to bring down malaria?
I think one of the things I mentioned before was, yes, we do need more funds, but it's also in trying to understand why some people still do not have access to these life-saving interventions. When we look, for example, at the mosquito nets, we have very effective ways of distributing them through mass campaigns, also through antenatal care and through immunization programs. But we also find that there's some households consistently do not have access to them. And these are those from poorer families. Quite often the larger households, if there are more than six people living in a household, then we don't have enough nets for them. And also, it seems that the least educated families are not accessing care when they could be. So we do need to increase the resources that go in here, but we also need to understand better ways of using those resources to really get to the people who really need these interventions.